Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. I have a couple of guests talking to me here this morning. As a matter of fact, Amanda Cruz, she is the Executive 911 Director for Audrain County Joint Communications. Good morning to you, ma'am.
Good morning, Matt.
And we also have another guest, Mr. Josh Lloyd. He is the Director of the Audrain Ambulance District. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both here with me. We're going to start off with the easy questions this morning. We'll put Amanda on the hot seat first. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about your job, if you will.
All right. Well, I, like you said, I'm the director of 911 here in Audrain County. I've been with Audrain County for 19 years, and I oversee all the day-to-day operations that happens in the dispatch center.
Very nice. About how many employees are you over currently?
We have 13 employees. We're currently down one employee, but yeah, I always supervise 13 of them. So.
Very nice. Josh, we'll kick it over to you. Tell a little bit about your job and the employees that you supervise.
So I've been working in EMS as a whole for about 22 years. So I took an administration job with Audrain Ambulance in June of 2020. And then I assumed the director's position in September of 23. We have 24 members or employees. That includes full and part-time. So that we have three shift supervisors, and then we attempt to take care of the needs of all of those individuals. So.
Very nice. Now, Amanda, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you from Mexico originally, or where did you grow up?
I grew up in southern Missouri in Wright County. So, and I moved up here in 2005.
Have you always wanted to go into the emergency services side of things as far as a job goes?
I started out wanting to be an EMT, and I went through schooling to be an EMT in southern Missouri. And I worked for a month in a hospital and decided that that was not the job for me. So I started dispatching right after high school. I was 2 weeks out of high school, so I've been dispatching since 2002. But yeah, it kind of sucks you in and keeps you interested, and everything's different, you know, from day to day. So it was something that I love to do.
Absolutely. Josh, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you a Mexico native, or where did you grow up at?
So I was born and raised in a little town about 8 miles north of Mexico of Molino. That's where my entire background comes from, childhood up to adult. And then I worked in Callaway County for 15 years and then migrated back to Mexico, but currently live in Martinsburg.
Very nice. Amanda, tell us more about 911. You know, I drive by this place every morning on my way to work, and I see the big tower outside. How do things operate here? You never close down. I think you're a 24-hour operation, correct?
Correct, yes. Yeah, there's always at least two dispatchers on duty every day, every hour. We receive a lot of non-emergency calls, but then we also have the 911 calls that come in, and then there are a lot of administrative calls that come in that are actually emergencies. So we handle all that, and then we, you know, make sure that we get the right responders headed to whatever call we have.
You cover all of Audrain County, as I understand it, not just Mexico, correct?
Correct, yes, all of Audrain County.
And that can encompass quite the area, as I'm sure Josh will tell us over at the ambulance district. You're taking calls from all over Audrain County as well.
Well, partially. So we do have a segment to the west side of the county that is not covered by the Audrain Ambulance District or Boone. So we split that with them, and we've done that for years. And then there is Van Fahr's Ambulance District that is still within Audrain County that they provide services to. So everything in between there kind of becomes back to Audrain Ambulance District.
How do shifts kind of work for each of your organizations? Amanda, we'll start off with you. Are there people working like 2 days, 3 days straight, and then they take a day off? Or how do those shifts look?
So our dispatchers work 12-hour shifts. So it's a 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., and then they work 2 days on and then 2 days off and then a 3-day weekend, and then it rotates so that they get every other Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off.
Very nice. As far as your employees, Josh, they do have quarters where they could stay at.
They do, yes. So the ambulance, we do 48 hours on and 96 hours off. Occasionally we find ourselves having to break those down for shift coverage or truck coverage. We'll break it down into 24 hours if we have to, and 10, 12 hours, kind of sometimes whatever we need to do to cover the shift. But also, you know, the 48-96 is it's beneficial to employees in a sense of we got several staff members that come from afar, you know, it's 50 to 100 miles away. So it benefits them to come one time for 2 days, 48 hours, and then they have that solid 4 days off.
Very nice. How is staffing going for both of you at this point? I know we've talked to a lot of people since COVID, and they've ran into some issues, some challenges, if you will, getting people to come to work. How has it been for each of your organizations? We'll start off with you, Amanda.
Well, like I said earlier, we do have one position available or open. It seems like we always have that one position open. We can never seem to get it filled. And I have noticed that since COVID, it seems like, you know, people, they're not really wanting to give up their weekends and stuff. And this is a job that you kind of just, you have to, and you have to be able to work nights. And so I think it's definitely shifted a lot since COVID.
Certainly. Josh, are you pretty well fully staffed? Are you still looking for people?
We're fully staffed. We have been for a little over about a year and a half. We're kind of proud of that. So we would take applications for full-time paramedics at the moment. They can go over to our website at www.andreanambulance.com and place their application. But being fully staffed, we are 100% staffed. So.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take our first break. We're going to come back and we're going to find out about a project that is ongoing with the Audrain County Joint Communications, and also a new ambulance has been in service for a little while over at the Audrain Ambulance District. We'll talk about all of that next on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXEO.